No marketing, no publicity, no promotion, and a shitty cover I made myself in Photoshop. The book sales grew exponentially each month, like a mind virus, infecting people's brains so that they could move on and infect others. Men began recommending it to their friends, and then their friends recommended it to their friends, and soon their friends' friends were buying it for their brothers and cousins and even newly divorced fathers and uncles. It was soon being recommended on websites and forums, so much that I began to get emails asking me to stop spamming. But I wasn't spamming. I wasn't doing anything. It was simply the readers. By early 2012, to my pleasant surprise, I was earning enough to make a living as an author. So I quit coaching and focused solely on my writing. That same summer, I also gave the book its first real revision. I hired a designer to create a real cover. I chopped about 50 of the more pedantic and excessive pages. I simplified some of the terms and theories and tried to make them more reader-friendly. What I considered the first professional version of Models was released in August of 2012. From there, the book went on to become the highest-selling men's dating advice book for years at a time, outselling mainstays such as Neil Strauss's The Game and Eric von Markovic's The Mystery Method, often even outselling most women's dating advice books, which is kind of unheard of in the industry. It was a perennial bestseller in the category on Amazon and has actually reached a point where many popular men's dating advice forums and sites list it with a "read this before asking any questions" note in their FAQs or sidebars. By 2013, I felt as though I was finished with the book. I was ready to move on. I was preparing to relaunch my site and start writing articles for both genders with topics ranging from personal psychology to the cultural effects of smartphones and news feeds. I was leaving dating advice behind for good. Over the next 2 years, my site's popularity exploded. Over 20 million people read it in 2015 alone. Yet Models has always persisted, always there in the background, always a throbbing reminder of where I came from, as well as the virtue of taking a calculated risk and seeing where it led me. Because most people don't realize this now, but Models was a huge risk when it came out. See, back in 2011, few pieces of dating or relationship advice talked about blunt honesty, about accepting rejection or even polarizing people for negative responses. Vulnerability was considered a vulgar word among most men, and anything that didn't get you laid as soon as possible was often deemed pointless, or even worse, being beta. And, God forbid, you talk about emotions or trauma or feelings of inadequacy. Like, really? Who the fuck wants to hear about that, you pussy? Go approach more. But I had known from working with hundreds of men around the world that most of their dating problems had little to do with knowing what to say or tactics to get women to sleep with them sooner. The vast majority of these men's problems were emotional. They were rooted in deep inabilities to experience intimacy. They were born out of an irrationally negative self-perception that came from a lifetime of feeling inferior and inadequate around women. They came from men who were scared to look reality in the eye and still smile. I knew when I put these pages together that they were either going to revamp much of the industry or they were going to be laughed off the Amazon sales page and I'd soon go get a day job. But today, I'm happy to say that much of the men's dating advice industry has followed suit and is now extolling the virtues of honest expression, of finding courage and confidence through vulnerability, and investing oneself into becoming a better man rather than simply appearing as though you were a better man. Sometimes I get emails from readers who send me videos or passages from other dating advice companies or coaches who, 5 years ago, were the king of the douches, who used to wear ridiculous outfits and give advice such as whipping out your cock in public and screaming nonsense at women. Now, many of these men are preaching the virtues of living honestly and respecting women's desires as well as your own. Often the reader will ask me, "This guy is ripping you off. Does this piss you off?" And actually it doesn't. It makes me happy and proud. I was born in Texas, and we have a tendency to prattle on about ourselves if you imagine me sitting on a porch sipping a can of cheap beer with a shotgun strewn across my lap. That's about how writing all of this feels.